Now, the rest of the story. Any man who lacks faith, courage, and perseverance eventually will fall by the wayside. And that's why the waysides are so crowded. And I did not mention money, ability, and initiative. A man can possess all of those things and not make the grade. But I'll tell you, if he has faith and courage and perseverance, persistence, stick-to-itiveness, if he just won't give up, then he'll never have to. I knew a man whose name was Lee, attended Yale's Sheffield Scientific School, very poor, dirt poor, lived in an unheated room, ate 15-cent meals, had few friends. He was socially awkward, but he finished a 4-year course in 3 years and then enrolled for further study. Now, let me say that electricity was not a science in those days. It was a conversational fad among scientists, and Lee's interest in this fledgling industry bored his friends and annoyed his professors, especially since his endless experiments were constantly blowing fuses. One night in 1900 in Chicago, he was operating a device designed to transmit electricity without wires. And as he operated the coil, he noticed the gas light in the room brightened and dimmed in response to the sparking of the coil. So he got himself a gas-filled bulb. You know how a Venetian blind works. Well, Lee put some strips of tinfoil inside this gas-filled bulb. As those Venetian blinds were open and closed, they passed more or less electrons through the tube in a pattern, as the sunlight through the Venetian blind makes a pattern on the floor, only adjusting a million times a second. Well, this is getting involved, so you can see why it confused a judge the day he was brought into court on charges of using the mails to defraud. He'd written a letter to some prospective investors, and they'd had the police run him in. So here's Lee in the courtroom with his little glass bottle and some wires coming out the top, and he's telling the judge this thing can transmit the human voice across the Atlantic Ocean. Prosecutor didn't even have to argue. He just stood there and waited for the judge to lock the man up. I don't know why he didn't. For some reason, Lee got only a lecture, a stern lecture, about taking money away from innocent people with a worthless glass bulb. The jury, after 13 hours' deliberation, said not guilty, and the judge let him go. And Lee blinked his squinty blue eyes and picked up his worthless glass bulb and went home and changed the world. For this is the story of Dr. Lee DeForest. And the worthless glass bulb that almost sent him to jail was the world's first radio tube. From its development, a whole new age of electronics was born. Wireless telephony, telephoto, facsimile transmission, talking movies, television, radar, electronic eyes. Dr. Lee DeForest had reaped neither the fame nor the fortune due him as a result of his discoveries, but this is the rest of the story. That night, when he watched the gaslight fade and brighten in response to the sparking of a coil, he was wrong. Repeated experiments later showed that the gas light in that room was not responding to any wireless waves. To noise, maybe, to some audible sound, it had to be that. It had to be either that or some supernatural force speaking through a flickering flame, because it has never happened since that a gas heated would respond to an electromagnetic wave. But that was the assumption, that was the mistake that led Dr. Lee DeForest in the way he had to go. All over the world, men had sought the missing link, and it was found one night in a dingy Chicago walk-up when the gaslight flickered and radio was born. And now you know the rest of the story.